Namaste, everybody. I'm so excited. After many years of hard work, my book, Essential Guide to Ayurveda Part 1, Ayurveda Textbook for Students and Counselors, is out. So I'm going to take different parts of the book and make a series of podcast and video just to give you a hint of what's out there. So I want to start with something really simple. Why did we release the book on a particular day? It's because, according to astrology, some days are more auspicious than others. So today I want to talk about time and the five parts of time that are used in Jyotish called Panchanga. So let's go back a little bit. Earth's rotation around its axis and its orbit around the sun causes the cycles of day and night and seasons. We know this. And if you have my book, then I am reading from page 10263, the connection of earth, sun, divisions of time. So let's talk about Panchanga. Panchamahabhuta, five elements. Panchanga, Panchang, five parts. So in order to understand Vedic astrology, lunar calendar, the Vedic almanac, we need to understand that we are really calculating the time has different energy on all of us. And there's a customized, think of it as if you're on stage and the light is falling on you and it's following you everywhere. That's kind of the influence of time. And imagine if that light falling in you is changing colors. That's the influence, different planetary influences on you. We can actually take time of this particular energy of time and use it for healing and energizing us. So how does this work? So time is ruled by Mahabhutas, the elements. The time on our planet is influenced by space and other objects in the sky. The time is influenced by the sun and moon. And of course, in Ayurveda, we tend to heavily use the lunar calendar. Separation of time and the months are also a little different. For example, one day in a lunar calendar is closer to 25 and a half hours, not 24 hours. The lunar day goes from sunrise of one day to sunrise of another based on the waxing and waning of the moon. Sounds complicated? Not really. Let's begin by understanding these ancient divisions of time and the lunar calendar. So here, you're coming back to the Panchanga that was used in ancient Vedic sciences, including Ayurveda. So the moon calendar is Panchanga, and it is five parts. And there's like five names that I'm going to spit out here. Tithi, Nakshatra, Yoga, Karana, and Vara. Tithi. What is Tithi? Tithi is the date, but it's a lunar date. It's not the regular date. You know, we follow Gregorian calendar, 365 days, and you know, there are 12 months. That's not what we are following. So like today is October 27th. That's the solar date. The lunar date is different. The lunar date is either first we specify, are we in the waxing phase or the light fortnight, or are we in the dark fortnight or the waning phase of the moon? So if it's going to be the light fortnight, we call it Shukla Paksha. Shukla means light. And if it is the dark fortnight, we call it the Krishna Paksha. So each day, each 30 days of the lunar month consists of either, you know, first describing whether what day it is. For example, if it's a full moon day, then it is, and the next day of the full moon day would be the first day of the dark fortnight. That is your tithi. So tithis can vary in length. They are based on the time for a 12 degree angular change in the positions of the sun and the moon. The calculation of tithi and how it corresponds to calendar day with the day always beginning at sunrise is a little bit complex that I'm not going to get into right now, but that's what tithi is. If 4 days from now it's going to be full moon, then it'll be the 11th day of the light fortnight, you know, and then of course we translate that in Sanskrit. If it is, if yesterday was the dark night, and we have started, this is the first day of the light fortnight today. So this is, every day is corresponding to the moon. Where are we according to the moon in these 30 days, right? The next one is called Nakshatra. Nakshatra is a group of stars in the path of the moon. There are 27 nakshatras in 360 degrees. I think we already have a podcast up there. If not, I'll put it up there again. Yoga. No. You're not talking about yoga, the exercise, but a joint celestial angle in the sky. So if there's an angle being made by different nakshatras or by the sun, moon, and earth rotation, then they are making different yogas. 27 yogas in 360 degrees is the nakshatra. Think of it as like a big circle and it's divided into 27. Karana. Tithis are then, if we were to divide tithis into two divisions, they're called karanas. That means the day of the tithi, the day of the lunar month, and the night of the lunar month, the day and the night. Okay? So there are four karanas which occur only once in synodic lunar month, and seven of which repeat. Again, we will do another podcast on this entire karana. And vara means 7 days of the week, right? So new year, or the first day of the year for this lunar-based Vedic calendar, will start from a full moon, not or new moon. For example, we just celebrated Diwali a couple of days ago. Diwali is the dark fortnight. It's the new moon, right? And today is actually the fourth day of the light fortnight. So new year is not January 1 as in the Gregorian calendar. The Gregorian calendar is based on Earth's revolution as it circles the sun, while the Hindu calendar is based on the moon's movement. And again, if you want to read more about it, you can get my book, A Central Guide to Ayurveda, Part 1, Ayurveda Textbook for Students and Counselors. This is from page 263-264, and I'm going to read a little bit on page 265, and then I'll end. So one lunar month in the Vedic almanac is 30 days approximate, meaning there's 14 days of waxing, 14 days of waning, plus, that's 14 plus 14, 28, one day of new moon, that's 29, and one day of full moon, that's 30. This is how you have the 30 days. And each of these 30 days is called one tithi. And each tithi, now this is not a 24-hour day. Sometimes tithi is less than 24 hours, and sometimes the tithi is a little bit more than 24 hours. Again, it's complicated. You have to be a Jyotishi or Ayurvedic astrologer, a Vedic astrologer, to calculate all of that. We don't need to know, as Ayurveda practitioners, all of this. In a simple line, in the Vedic unit of measurement, each day begins at sunrise and ends at sunset. And the night begins from the sunset, ends at the sunrise. Very simple, right? Each of the day and night are divided into four parts. So day and night divided into four parts are called yama or prahar. Approximately, yama is 3 hours in length. However, that depends on how near you are to the equator. The further you are, this yama may change. So day and night is divided into 15 units. The day and night, which is one day, is divided into 15 units. These 15 units are called murtas. And in the example case of vernal equinox, fall equinox, or close to the equator, a murta is 48 minutes in length. Okay? So this may change. One murta is 48 minutes approximately. 15 muhurtas are 12 hours. So 12 hours is one, the day part of the tithi, and another 12 hours is nighttime of the tithi. So that's how you get the 24 hours. One yama is 3 hours approximately, and four yamas are 12 hours approximately. One vara is approximately 24 hours. All right. That's it. Hope you enjoyed it. And if you have any questions, let me know.